My name is Yossi Ginsberg. I'm Australian. I'm also Israeli. I'm also a resident of the United States. But I would say that I'm an Earthling as my first nationality. I'm a cosmopolitan citizen. I travel the world. Australia was my base for 10 years, and now it's my base again. After 9 years away in Israel, it's my base again. I'm based in Malambimbi. My background is growing up in Israel, but I'm famous for, at the age of 22, getting lost in the Bolivian Amazon. My story became a very successful book in Israel to the extent of becoming a cult book and a cultural phenomenon that is still alive in the culture of Israel. It was translated in 20-something languages and sold over a million copies. It was also the documentary, Discovery Channel documentary, about 10 years ago. And now it is also a motion picture starring Daniel Radcliffe. This movie is about to be released in a couple of months on the 19th of October. It's not that I didn't live between those years of getting lost in the jungle to this moment. I lived 35 years of very rich life, including many different adventures in different parts of the world, many different businesses that I was part of or developed. So it's definitely a big part of my life.
Before we talk about the movie, I want to actually tell our listeners that you're most known for your survival story when you were stranded in the part of the Bolivian Amazon jungle for 3 weeks in 1981. And when you came back to Israel, you wrote your book and you called it Back from Tuichi. The book became popular in Israel and sold millions of copies, and it's been translated into 15 languages and published in several countries under different names. I saw in English it's The Heart of the Amazon or Back from Tuichi. It seems that it had a tremendous impact on your life, your survival story in the jungle.
It did. It's obvious. I think it was like a colliding star, you know, like something like that. I was hit and bent. My life took a different course. There's no question about it. At the same time, I don't have another life. This is the only life I have. So I don't have a life to compare to. This is my life. I lived it. It has been an interesting, or should I say, two interesting lives. It still is. It's a life of adventure. It's a life of family. It's a life of being part of the world. Also having my voice being part of that world, empowering other people to walk their own journey, to be the hero of their own story, to take responsibility for the world.
Yeah. You are very well known as motivational speaker, empowering other people, as you just said. How did you transfer your survival story to survival in the business world today?
Well, not many people know, but I actually, beside my survival story, I went back to the Amazon and I lived there for 3 years, from 92 to 95. So actually the substantial time that I spent in the Amazon was not the famous story, but 3 years between 92 and 95, where I lived deep in the forest and worked with indigenous people. I built a resort that was based on the idea of sustainable development. And I had to learn a lot about the forest and biodiversity, but I did it while living in very remote place in the Amazon and being part of a community of indigenous people. So this time's really left a huge impact on my life. And I learned a lot from my colleagues, the indigenous, and from science, the lots of research that I learned, and mainly from being there and just being part of it, of that experience that is the Amazon. There's deep enlightenment in the Amazon. There's deep understanding of how things are. They're very surprising. I'll just give you one example. It's a strong example. Darwin didn't tell us the truth. That's how I would encapsulate it. Because when we think about Amazon and survival, we think Darwinism. So we think it's a war, it's a jungle out there, we need to fight each other. It's cutthroat competition because it's such dense and teeming with life that everybody's fighting everybody. Well, actually, it's the opposite. It's the place that is so connected, because everything depends on everything. That's actually the secret of the Amazon. Not everybody fights everybody. Everybody. There's such a deep, innate codependence. And that codependence, which is not cooperation, it's deeper than cooperation. it's symbiotic, it's synergetic, it's part of the system itself, it's natural. It actually creates, ironically, much more abundance. That's a big message, you know, to the world, that way of seeing, taking responsibility for each other, understanding that it's about each other, and that when we do that, actually there's more plenty for all of us. It's not about equal. It's not about justice. It's just about being in tune with the way of the world. You know, we are interconnected. We are interrelated. We are interdependent. The moment we obey these basics, our well-being improves. When it improves, we produce more. We is every single species. We co-depend on each other, all of us. This is the deep understanding that I didn't read about in a book, as I say. It takes time to live and see that and learn it in such an innate way that today I can come with authority.
And conviction.
Yes. And that's my calling, and I enjoy doing it, and I believe in it. And I tell good stories that makes it also entertaining. And it's a worthy livelihood I really enjoy.
I want to talk about the movie Jungle. The main character, I mean, your character, is Daniel Radcliffe. When you see Daniel Radcliffe on the screen, what do you think?
I'll tell you, I'm flattered. Not only that he's a good-looking guy, is also the camera likes him. He looks good. The substance behind it, the substance of an icon, that is Daniel Radcliffe, and the substance of a great guy that is a sincere actor and very talented one, that is building a portfolio that takes him from his story, is Tuichi, which is a bit bigger, is carving himself to be more than Harry Potter, and I'm honored that I'm part of it, that Jossi Ginsberg is one of the images that he portrays. I like him as a human being. He's a friend today, that I have a lot of respect for. He's doing a great job.
And what goes through your mind when you watch the movie, Jungle? Does it take you back to 1981?
It does, but it makes me watch another movie in my head. I was part of it, part of the making of the movie, so it's far beyond just a personal thing, what it feels for me as somebody that went through that. It's also a dream come true, right, just to see this movie. Also, to see how it affects people, I would say that's the main thrill for me, is to watch it with other people and see how they feel about it. For me, myself, this story is kind of a gift that I was given and a gift that I'm giving. It's emotional in other ways.
We are talking to Jossi Ginsberg, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Jossi Ginsberg, good luck with the movie Jungle. We're looking forward to see the movie, see if we can identify you with the character. Also, relive your adventures in the jungle so long ago in 1981 and experience your survival story. Jossi Ginsberg, thank you very much.